Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. And if you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Sal Macaluso. He is president of Bear and Shumway Incorporated. And before we get into all the specifics of Bear and Shumway, the most important distinction is this is a company that has not just started. This has been here for how many years?
114.
And also, a lot of changes in that with the ownership, which we don't have to get into unless you prefer to, but also the location. Where are you guys now?
We're in Cheektowaga on Broadway, right near Harlem.
And I guess the next appropriate question would be, what does a Bear and Shumway Incorporated do for a living?
Well, we're industrial, commercial, institutional overhead doors, sectional doors, fire doors, hardware, everything to outfit a business.
And it's very specialized because you just mentioned business, so necessarily probably not so much on the residential. Why target that?
Well, being an industrial company, it's in order to do residential, which we could, it's really a whole different line. You need different hardware. You need different trucks, cleaner trucks, everything to do when you roll up in somebody's driveway. We're just not geared toward doing residential, which we can, though, and I have done many residential properties. The point is, though, we just don't chase that type of business. Our guys are trained, OSHA trained, OSHA certified. We do a lot of public work. We work in the plants. We work at the hospitals. We basically get our hands dirty.
Is it fair or unfair to say this is like, for businesses, a garage on a home?
Run it by me again?
The whole concept of an overhead door, is it safe to say it's kind of the same thing as a garage on a home, or is it more specific, specialized than
that? Well, there's a lot more specifics to it as far as a business goes. You have rolling steel. You have rolling steel fire doors. You have side sliding fire doors. Things you're not going to find in a home, of course. It's the same type of work, though, as far as repairing or installing or dismantling a door that you find in your home. We do quite. That's called a sectional door. We do quite a few of those for businesses. I'm doing them today, in fact. They're just larger. They're different specifications. Heavier steel. Just a whole different. A whole different specification, basically, versus what you would buy in a residential setting.
And again, my mindset, I used to work at a grocery store, so I'm familiar with the loading dock doors.
Indeed.
Something like that is what you do.
Absolutely. And those dock levelers as well.
Oh, okay. So literally everything that goes with.
Yes.
Specialized, like, to order, or do these doors pretty much come as is?
Well, every door, even residential to a point, every door is built to the order that you give the factory. You'll find in the field in the commercial end a lot of different sizes. They're not necessarily standard sizes like you'd find in a house. Home, a standard size of 16x7, let's say. In the field, in a factory or a grocery store, you could have a door. The dimensions are completely different. Smaller, larger, higher, right down to the inch. So we order doors specifically for the openings that are there or the openings that are built for us.
And you mentioned off the top, we're talking about a business that has been around for over 100 years, 114 to be precise. And over that course of time, it's not like you were doing that work originally, right? Was the business something else, or was it incorporated that and other things?
The business started as strictly a rolling steel door company, industrial. In fact, Barry and Shumway, over the years, in the early years, did pretty much all the doors at Bethlehem Steel. or thousands of rolling steel doors at one point. We were the oldest J.G. Wilson distributor, which J.G. Wilson was the oldest manufacturer of rolling steel doors based in Norfolk, Virginia. We were actually their oldest distributor when they went out of business in 92. In fact, the last job, the public job they did, large job, we did over at UB, the performing arts, those are all J.G. Wilson doors. That was their last large job they did. But that's going back to 1905. I mean, I have photos of us taking rolling steel doors off of trains, flat cars, putting them on horse and buggy and taking them out of the train yard in 1905 and beyond. Well, before that, automobiles.
I was going to say, that had to be pretty labor-intensive, because normally when you use a crane or some sort of loader, maybe it's on a pallet.
It was primitive back then, a lot of manpower, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned in here, in some of the setup questions that you were nice enough to provide, that because of their influence in the community, both Bear and Shumway, the mm-hmm. two partners, have streets named after them, and I want to say South Buffalo. Is that correct?
Or really the East Side, Shumway Street. I'm sure Shumway is on the East Side. Bear, they're both in sort of like the East Side or Ellicott District kind of thing. But I'd have to look them up. But I know they do exist.
Yeah, and I know there are other companies here in Buffalo that have been around 100 or more years, mm-hmm. but I don't know of any that have both of the principal original owners with street name, streets named after them.
And there is a few companies out there that are maybe just a little older than us, or a little less older than us, but or younger, I should say. But indeed, we're up there.
And something about your particular business, by the way, let's just reset here. Talking with Sal Macaluso, president of Bear and Shumway. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN. And I'm guessing, since the original concept was working on these doors for businesses, essentially, that not much has changed except what you make them out of, maybe?
Well, the business has changed dramatically, especially in labor and, rolling steel doors, the evolution of them over the years. Nothing really changed until around the 80s. And then, of course, a lot of specifics in regards to specification. We now have very unique doors in some cases. Most of the doors now are powder coated from the factory. The operators, everything is revolutionized through the 80s and 90s. Now even the commercial operators go by a very strict specification, especially on public work. Of course, we do public and private. It doesn't change in that regard, but you have insulated doors, non-insulated doors. The fire doors have gone through a revolutionary process over the years. They just simply don't drop anymore. We have doors now that the customer can drop test and control at will, where years ago, if you dropped the door, it had to be reset by someone that knew how to reset a door, either a door company or service personnel. So like any other business and any other industry, we've gone through revolutions as well. They're very specific now in how we do things, and certainly in the field, things have changed quite a bit in the labor end of it. And any contractor that works public work will pretty much tell you that as well.
Based in Buffalo, fair to say that the client base, though, extends beyond Buffalo, the city?
It does. We have a, generally speaking, around a 90-mile radius, which is, to Rochester down to Jamestown, let's say. Certainly do a lot of work in Dunkirk. Don't do as much work out of town as we used to. I did a lot of Home Depots. In fact, I did most of the Home Depots in the area when they were built. All those orange doors, we've done them out throughout the state, in Amsterdam and Clay, New York, and Gates, different places. We don't travel as much pursuing that kind of work, but we're still within a 90-mile radius.
Curious question. Is there a specific shade of orange that has to be used on a Home Depot
Believe
door?
It or not, believe it or not, yes. It's called Home Depot Orange, and it is a specific color known only to Home Depot and their formula. But it is sort of funny when you say that, because that's the color they prefer and that's the color they want.
Somehow, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but that is still pretty funny. You guys actually mentioned that you are a 24/7, 365 operation.
Indeed, we are.
So, what would cause you off hours to have to do something? Is this a repair for like vandalized or maybe a fire or something like that? Or is it not as serious a matter that would call you out?
It may not be serious at all. We do a lot of mall work. Let's say a gate is stuck halfway down. They're trying to close for the evening, say at the Galleria Mall. It's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. They need service on their door. Of course, we've had situations where locomotive has gone through a rail door and 2 o'clock in the morning, it's laying in pieces on the ground. You'd be very surprised. Operators that are not operating properly at all hours of the night, especially in this type of inclement weather. So it could be from the very mundane, a service call because the door won't lock, right onto a it's a serious situation. A door got hit, and it could be a dangerous situation. So we run the entire gamut, and we've been out on service calls at, you name it, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter.
And you just mentioned a couple places. I assume that you do business with those places. Other facilities or groups, organizations that you've done big projects for, what would people know?
Well, we just completed not long ago a larger project for us, a Northland project, the Phase 2 there. For Gilbane contractors, the same contractors that have are doing the work now for the Albright Knox Art Gallery. We've done a lot of industrial projects over the years with the old companies, of course, like Simonelli at American Axle. I'm going back a few years. We've worked at GM. We've worked at Ford. Of course, I've done a lot of work at the stadium as well over the years. So we've completed some large projects over the years. The casino comes to mind in 05. That was a very large project for us. We used to get into toilet partitions as well, so we did toilet partitions for the casino way back in 05 as well.
Oh, that's very cool. That's good to know because it's one of those things that people don't think about. You just kind of take for granted that the door is there to walk through or deliver something to.
If people actually knew where all these fire doors were in a casino, they'd be very surprised. We've had some special doors there as well from a manufacturer out in New York City. Very special doors at a casino. You don't really find unless you go to casinos and things like that where they want specific certain designs, and certain architects do require them. So be surprised. I walk through a casino now, and I'll show people, there's a fire door there, there's a fire door there. They're all hidden.
Ah, and not necessarily painted a specific color, I'm guessing.
No, they're not.
Now, is that by design?
Colors are selected, of course, by the owner, depending on what they're looking for. We do a lot of school work, and typically they want all their doors painted. But now, with the powder coat systems out there, pretty much the colors are relegated to what the factories can or can't do. It's a much better finish coming out of the factory than painting them out in the field. No disrespect to painters, of course, but it's a lot more difficult painting a door in the field than it is in the factory. So especially with school jobs and things like that, they want very specific colors, and those, of course, are priced out in the bid for the project.
And the last thing that comes to my mind, you talk about the sales and service end, and I was thinking, when it comes to service, have you had the occasion of servicing a door that you didn't make or install?
Oh, many, many occasions, indeed. It happens all the time. There's plenty of doors out there, plenty of door manufacturers, and plenty of companies that put them in. So, they do the same with us. I mean, I've put in many doors that are serviced by others as well. It is a specific industry within. It's a niche industry, but it is definitely a specific industry within any county, village, town, state per se. I mean, it has to be done, especially drop testing of fire doors, things like that. Hospitals need to do them at minimum once a year. Some places call for much more than that. I know the Buffalo or the school systems in New York State, they require just to drop test their doors 6 times a year. So these things have to happen. And whether they get us involved or somebody else, they have to deal with somebody.
Well, I've certainly learned a lot about door making and the door industry in general. Anything else that we did not cover that you think should get out there about Bear and Shumway Incorporated?
Well, for any businesses listening here, we're always interested in new work, of course, since I have the opportunity here to speak about it. We offer 24/7 service, 365 days a year. We like to think we are, priced fairly within the area. We're certainly very competitive. and we respond very quickly to our customers' needs. They need us, we're out there.
Well, Sal, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Sal Macaluso, he is the president for Bear and Chumway Incorporated. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.